It's dinner time at UC Berkeley, and here in the dining hall, students are piling their plates high with food. Chicken, pizza, pasta, fries, the choices seem limitless. But quite a lot of this food will end up in the trash. That bothered Chloe Zhang so much that she wanted to do something about it.
It's about walking down the streets of Berkeley and seeing that people don't have homes, don't have food and security or even basic shelter, and noticing the disparity at the dining halls where so much food was going to waste, and it just didn't seem right.
Chloe is a junior at UC Berkeley studying molecular environmental biology and global poverty in practice. In her spare time, the 20-year-old is the president of Feeding Forward, a non-profit organization that fights food waste and hunger in the local San Francisco Bay Area.
We don't see it as a problem of lack of resources, but rather an inequitable distribution of it.
We're sitting on a sunny winter day in Berkeley's Sproul Plaza, where the infamous free speech movement was born back in the 1960s. Thousands of students protested here, demanding the right to politically organize on campus. Chloe's work follows in this tradition of activism. Her aim is to help Berkeley's large homeless population.
I think there's a sense that food is a fundamental human right, and I really believe that. And coming to Berkeley really opened my eyes to seeing how people aren't able to support themselves with these basic needs, and I just felt the urge to do something. So what we do is that we connect those with excess food to those in need.
By means of technology, Chloe's organization, Feeding Forward, runs a website and a smartphone app. It was started by a fellow student at UC Berkeley. So how does Feeding Forward work? Let's say a restaurant, organization, or family has at least 10 pounds of leftover food. Feeding Forward allows them to quickly and easily donate it. They let Feeding Forward know about the available food by describing it on the website or the app. Feeding Forward takes care of the rest.
All you do is post your donation and it will ask you how many pounds of food you have, what kind of vehicle the food can fit into, and what times are you available for having a volunteer to come by and pick it up.
An algorithm then matches the donation with nearby organizations like homeless shelters that can use the food right away. Once the food is delivered, a Feeding Forward volunteer snaps a photo of it and sends it back to the original donor to show that it didn't go to waste. It's like instant karma. 21-year-old Dominique Martinez is one of the Feeding Forward's 150 volunteers. The UC Berkeley student got involved because she believes in the mission and says the food runs give her the chance to personally see the happy faces of donors and recipients.
They made it so simple that it's crazy like not to get into it. When we go pick up the food, like the people are really nice and generous. And then when we donate the food, like, you could see genuine smiles on their faces. They're really grateful for what we're doing.
According to Feeding Forward, 263 million pounds of consumable food is thrown away every day in the United States. That's enough food to fill a football stadium to the brim. At the same time, nearly one out of every six adults doesn't know where their next meal will come from. Some restaurants on campus are working with Feeding Forward to try to change that. Samuel Hernandez is the supervisor at the Golden Bear Cafe right by Sproul Plaza. He used to throw out the leftover food every weekend. But since Chloe approached him a year ago and suggested he donate the food, he now uses the Feeding Forward website to give away the leftovers every Friday before the cafe closes for the weekend.
It's probably about 30 sandwiches, 25 burritos, and maybe 20 pounds of fresh fruit, pastries too.
Hernandez is from El Salvador and says it still pains him when food goes to waste.
I feel so bad in the past seeing all this food
going in the garbage.
I feel way better, that somebody's eating it, especially in my background back home, that a lot of people hungry.
Chloe and I walk across the street to visit one of Feeding Forward's recipients, the Berkeley Food and Housing Project.
I guess they're open right now, but I'm not sure if there's anyone we can talk to.
There is. Terry Light is the executive director and makes sure that a hot meal is provided to the 100 to 150 homeless people that come into the shelter every day. She says demand is increasing.
Food banks all across the Bay Area have been reporting more people coming in asking for food, and food banks in general, it seems, have been inundated in the last few years.
The meals come from various food banks and private donors. The only problem is that most nonprofits don't have the capacity to pick up donations.
Because we're so leanly staffed that unless donations can come to us, we usually can't take them. So there's a lot of things we've had to pass up in the past because people said, well, we have this. Can you come get it? And we're like, our one kitchen person's cooking the meal, so they can't leave.
This is where Feeding Forward's delivery volunteers can come in handy.
Having people bring it to us, I know, is a big thing. So that transportation, that is a game changer for us.
And it's a game changer for the person who delivers the food as well.
You bring that food here, you serve it yourself, and then you will see like how grateful people are.
And that's why Zhang got involved in the first place and why she wants to keep doing this.
We need more people to be involved because this is a movement and really needs to start with individuals stepping up. I'm really passionate about this and hope to continue in my future career as well.
For DW, this is Anna-Sophie Brendlin in Berkeley.